This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Worth more than gold, and my eyes have pleasure to behold.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Joe Micheletti from NBC will join us at 11. But right now, it is our pleasure to welcome... Think about this. Of all the people that have hit golf balls in St. Louis for hundreds of years, we have the one young man who went to a St. Louis high school on this side of the river to win a PGA Tour event. It's our pleasure to welcome Adam Long. Adam, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Well, give us your take. That moment, because we showed it on TV a lot. That's your wife, correct?
Yes.
That whole scene coming off that green after what you've been through to win that event, the Desert Classic. Describe it for us, please.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to describe, really. I was fortunate to have my wife there, Emily, who is also a Francis Howell grad like me. She was there with me that week, and my dad was there. My mom, unfortunately, wasn't in town that week, but it was a flood of emotion, really. I mean, I was excited, I was surprised, I was shocked, I was couldn't believe it, and extremely happy. But it was all those emotions, and everything was running through my head of what I just accomplished, and images popped in my head, I guess, of all the trail that got me there, I guess, from when I first started playing golf and up until that moment. So I'm still not. I don't think it's fully sunk in yet.
People, you know, see you celebrate and they see the check and all the fame, but they don't know, many people, the struggle to get there. I believe that you turned pro in June of 2010. Give us an idea. Was there ever a stretch when you just weren't hitting the ball well and you weren't scoring that you thought, you know what, I'm going to give this up? Did you ever think about that?
Not really. I mean, I had a couple, you know, low points, I guess. Yeah, I started playing professionally in 2010, and somewhere in 2011, early in 2011, I was really struggling and missing a lot of cuts on the mini tours. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to play on the PGA Tour, and I'm missing cuts on the mini tours. I got a long way to go here, but I stuck with it, and honestly. The way golf is, the next week after missing a bunch of cuts in a row, I qualified for the U.S. Open, and so I kept having some highlights here and there, and kept getting a little bit better, and played on the Web.com tour for 5 years, and I felt like I was getting better, and I was close to getting my tour card a few times on the Web.com tour, and felt like as long as I was getting a little bit better and I was moving up and things were progressing, I was going to keep giving it a shot.
Give us an idea how difficult that Q school is. We hear all the horror stories and guys missing the cut or making the tour by one shot. I imagine that is some high pressure.
Yeah, that's some of the highest pressure there is, really. I mean, you're playing for status and you're playing for your career. And it, in a lot of ways, that's harder than trying to win a tournament, even on the PGA Tour, because I had nothing to lose there. I would have been happy with second or third place in Palm Springs. But in Q school, if you're trying to battle for a spot to the next stage, it's do or die, and it's a lot more pressure. But I did Q school probably only three or four times, I guess, and I was fortunate to keep my card on the Web.com tour for the last 3 years, so I didn't have to go back. So it has been a little bit, but I don't envy those guys going to first or second stage. Those are some scary times.
And tell us about the perks. Now that you've won on tour, what are three or four of the great perks that come with it?
By far the best is the status level. So coming off the Web.com tour last year, you have limited starts. So you're not really guaranteed into all the big tournaments. And you're playing whenever you can get in, you'll play. And so you can't really set a true schedule. But now with that win, I have the remainder of this season as full status member, and then all of next season and the year after that. So I have roughly 2.5 years of full status on the PGA Tour. So I'll be able to pick and choose a schedule and prepare myself for the big ones and see, this year is kind of a learning curve for me this year to see which ones I do and don't like, or, and we'll kind of go from there. But, having that sense of having a status and having a place to play and not having to worry about Monday qualifying or being on an alternate list is a tremendous upside.
And you'll be in Augusta, Georgia.
That's huge. Yeah, that would be another perk I'll be in the Masters this year and the Players Championship as well as the PGA Championship.
Who have you heard from, or maybe it was that day, or maybe some of the players that don't win get out of there quickly, but who have you heard from famous on the tour congratulating you that you were really moved by it?
A lot of the messages that I got from my peers, I guess, other players who either don't play anymore or even are still playing and friends of mine, those probably meant the most because I think they realize how hard it is to do what I just did. And I think they appreciate it. And it's nice to hear from those guys, my friends. But it was pretty interesting. I mean, the following week I played at Torrey, and just to have all the top players there, you know, Rory and Ricky and Jordan Spieth and Jason Day and those guys kind of coming up to me and congratulating me. And that was a pretty cool moment to meet those guys and to really feel like I belong.
We're talking with the pride of Francis Howe, Adam Long, in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Now, Adam, I've known you since you were a kid. You were an unbelievable player on the Plantation Tour, the great tour run by Paul Ellis. And I know you had great success. I think you won the 2008 Metropolitan Amateur, which is one of our top tournaments here in St. Louis. But what I was amazed at is you signed with Duke at a really young age, or committed to them. Because like most kids do it like their junior year. Tell me about the whole Duke relationship with you.
Yeah, well, I got off to an early start looking at colleges and got interested and knew I wanted to play golf in college at a younger age. So I started, you know, my dad would take me to tournaments near colleges and we would go play the tournament, but we'd also go meet the coach and kind of see the practice areas and the school and kind of get a feel for what I liked and didn't like or what interested me and all of that. But so I did a pretty wide range search all across the country, really, and narrowed it down to a few in the Southeast. And actually, first I verbally committed to University of Florida, and I thought that was where I was going to go. And early between my sophomore and junior year in high school, I took another visit to Duke, and it was just another school that really stood out to me. And so before I really signed any real papers or committed, I went to Duke one more time and really fell in love with the school and got to know some of the guys on the team a little bit better and the coaches. And I was like, this is where I want to be. I want to be here. This is where I belong. So, I committed to Duke and it was the best decision I ever made.
And you were one of the top golfers in the country at Duke, we should say. Now, one of the guys that's been with you the whole time in St. Louis is Brian Foat, the great teaching head professional at Belrive Country Club. And he showed me a text that you sent him as soon as you got your tour card. And I think it was the final round of the PGA Championship here in St. Louis. But you thanked him because he's been with you every step of the way since you were a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I started working with him when I was 9 years old. He was working with some of the top other juniors in the area. And so I thought I'd go to him. And that relationship has just blossomed over the years. And I've kind of leaned on him as a crutch my whole life, really. And he's got some old footage of me for sure of even swings I'm not so proud of, but we've been through a lot together and he's seen it all. So he's seen me grow and mature and age and everything. And it's been a great, great relationship. And it's really turned into a friendship more than just a teacher and student.
So on the way up, give us an idea of how many tours you played on, from the time you left college to this moment right now.
Not a whole lot. I play the eGolf Tour, the Hooters Tour, the Web.com Tour, and a little bit on Latino America Tour and the PGA Tour Canada, McKenzie Tour. Just one season each on those. That was the same year. One year in 2014, I played both Latin America and Canada the same year. But mostly it's been 5 years on the Web.com Tour. But I have dabbled on some of the mini tours for sure.
And was it ever a struggle financially Like if you didn't make the cut and you went to a Monday qualifier, then you had to pay for that, then you go to the next one, or was it ever like that?
Yeah, I was fortunate to have a great sponsorship with some people that have helped me out throughout the, you know, right when I turned pro, and as well with some of the manufacturing companies and things like that. So I've been able to stay afloat and live comfortably, thankfully, to them for sure. Without their support, I don't know where I'd be. But luckily I wasn't living and dying by week to week.
Scott Langley almost joined you as another St. Louisan winning on the tour this year. I imagine you and Scott spend some time together now.
Yeah, absolutely. Both played the Webb the last couple years together, and then this year on the PGA Tour again. So he's been out here before, so he's helped me out with a few things here and there. But he's a good friend, and I was happy to see him play as usual well at Pebble again this week. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the winner's circle here soon.
And has there ever been an awe moment for you since you've been out on tour this year? I don't know if you've played with somebody great, but you've probably played with these guys, you know, growing up anyway. But has there been any awe moments for you?
Some of it's really just sometimes getting these tremendous sites that we're playing. And, you know, these are some tremendous golf courses and venues, and the way they set up the grandstands and then the amount of people. I mean, some of the special holes at each course, like, at, you know, you're standing on 18T at Pebble Beach, and it's pretty cool. Also, I mean, 16 at Waste Management was absolutely crazy, as you can imagine, with the stands surrounding the hole, and the stadium there was pretty spectacular. And I mean, it's just it's pretty special to be playing these awesome golf courses and on the PGA Tour. I think that's probably the best.
How about your father? We got a lot of sports parents that are listening right now. What kind of role did he have in your growth? What did he do right?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, he was he still is an avid golfer, and I joke that he plays more than I do. And you know, we grew up playing members at Whitmore Country Club in St. Charles, and he was competitive. And luckily, he's an airline pilot for American Airlines, so he had a lot of time off. And being the golfer that he is, we played a lot together, and he got me interested in the game at a young age. And with his schedule, he was able to take me to tournaments throughout the country. And that was something I probably didn't appreciate it when I was younger, but I definitely do now, where, I mean, it's hard, it's expensive, and you got to travel a lot and plan it all out, a schedule and all that. But he had me chasing my dream and helping me out and all along the way. So he created the resources that I needed and did a lot for me that, you know, he was kind of ahead of the game a little bit with college search and scheduling and what tournaments to play and not. He asked for a lot of help and got a lot of help out there. So he was a tremendous resource.
And have you played at Augusta ever in your life?
I have, actually. I went, there's a Duke Golf alum who is a member, and he had a tradition for a while that if you graduated on the golf team at Duke, he would take you as a guest to play Augusta. So I got to do that after the fall after I graduated and played two rounds and played the par three and stayed in the cottages there and had some meals at the club. And that was one of the best golf experiences of my life. So I'm excited to be heading back.
Adam, congratulations. Unbelievable. We're so proud. We were really cheering hard for you on that Sunday. It was terrific to see. And we'll see you down the road. Thanks so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Frank.
All right. Adam Long, the pride of Francis Howell, headed to the Masters. I don't know. You were watching it yesterday a little bit?
Yeah, I was watching a little bit yesterday.
Yeah. So did you happen to see Langley, the young man? Did you know he was from Parkway South?
I did not, no.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, 100 years of PGA golf, and all of a sudden you got two kids that could win on tour in the same year, so... That is great to see.
Can you imagine 2.5 years? That's seriously not – that's not just a perk. That's life-altering.
I mean,
2.5 years of being on the PGA Tour, able to make cuts and make good money if making those cuts, getting your game better, and getting to visit, you know, Augusta and places like that. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, instead of having to go to a Monday qualifier where you have to shoot 64 and beat 30 guys out to get the final spot, instead you absolutely know your schedule. You know, he just said that – you know, there's not as much pressure in terms of like finishing first, second, or third, you know, in that event as opposed to Q school. I could see that, but boy, it's a good thing he won that thing because now he is set. So Good stuff. All right, we'll take a short timeout. We'll take some text when we come back. 11 o'clock, Joe Micheletti.